government decide to introduce the Home Report?
On the 7th of February 2008, they introduced the regulations which sets out what documents are in the Home Report and the framework for the introduction of the report.
And from what date will someone selling a property actually be required to provide one of these Home Reports?
From 1st December 2008.
So what happens if a property was placed on the market for sale before the 1st of December 2008 and then it remains on the market for sale after that date?
In those circumstances, there would be no requirement for the seller to provide a home report. However, it might be sensible for them to do so because their property will be on the market at the same time as other people's properties who do have a home report. And there may be an expectation on the part of purchasers that any property that they're looking at for sale will have a home report available.
What documents will there actually be in this home report?
There'll be three documents in the home report. There'll be the single survey, the energy report, and the property questionnaire.
Okay, so taking each of these in turn, what does a single survey contain?
The single survey will contain three elements. There'll be a report by the surveyor on the condition of the property. There'll be a valuation report, and there'll be an accessibility audit for people with particular needs.
And the energy report?
The energy report will contain a report on the energy efficiency of the home and its environmental impact. The report will also contain recommendations on how to improve the energy efficiency.
And finally, the property questionnaire, what does that contain?
The property questionnaire will be compiled by the seller of the property and will contain information that could be useful for any prospective purchaser. It will be matters like the council tax banding of the property, parking arrangements, central heating, whether there's been any alterations carried out to the property, whether the property's factored, and those sorts of things.
And what can prospective purchasers do if a home report isn't provided?
A home report requires to be provided within 9 days of being requested. If, for any reason, a prospective purchaser felt that they were being denied unlawfully the right to see a home report, then they could report the matter to trading standards officers at the local authority, and trading standard officers would have the ability to impose a fine of £500 for any breach of the regulations.
And are these home reports required throughout the whole of Scotland?
Yes, from 1st December 2008, really any property in Scotland, apart from very limited exceptions such as new build properties, must have a home report.
And how much will a home report cost and who pays?
The person actually selling the property is responsible for compiling and paying for the home report, so they will have to meet the costs involved. The cost of the single survey and the energy report will be charged by the surveyors who compiled the report. They are likely to charge on a scale fee according to the size of the home in question. The property questionnaire, because that will be completed by the seller themselves, will just have a minimal cost impact. Given that most people who are selling properties are also buying a new property, the real cost, I suppose, will be the difference in the cost of a home report as a seller and what you would have previously paid as a valuation report when you were buying a property, which as a buyer you'll no longer need to pay. The system will obviously be particularly beneficial to first-time buyers who won't have to pay the cost of a report. A seller will be able to seek reimbursement of the reasonable costs involved in printing and posting a report to a prospective purchaser. To what extent that will be used and what level of charges will be made remains to be seen, although I anticipate that most estate agents will seek to provide the home reports as downloadable PDFs on their websites.
And what specifically are Inkster's doing in preparation for the 1st of December?
At the moment, we are liaising with firms of surveyors, with the Glasgow Solicitors Property Centre and with the Edinburgh Solicitors Property Centre in order to ensure that we put together a package for our estate agency clients, which is the best possible solution when home reports come into being on 1st December. I'm confident that well in advance of 1st December we'll have a solution in place which, along with our other innovative services for our estate agency clients, will make Inkster the ideal choice if you're selling a property in Glasgow, Edinburgh or Shetland. And people can keep up to date on what we are doing on that front at inksters.com, at scotsproperty.com and at shetlandproperty.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.